Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
New nanotechnology may help increase the speed by which we transmit information. A.J. Nahata, associate professor of electrical engineering at the University of Utah, is helping develop plasmonics, a combination of optical and electronic data transfer.
Over the last half century, there have been tremendous advances in computing and communications. Commercial semiconductor technology, such as an Intel processor, operates at a frequency of approximately 3 gigahertz. There's great interest in dramatically increasing this operating frequency. By doing so, it may be possible to greatly speed both computing and communications, for example, transferring an HD movie between devices in an instant instead of hours. This is one of the goals of terahertz technology. 1 terahertz equals 1,000 gigahertz. Unfortunately, conventional electronics have limitations that make it difficult to work at such high frequencies. However, there has been relatively little progress in developing such devices. The primary reason for this is that many conventional materials, such as plastics and semiconductors, absorb terahertz radiation too strongly. However, metals and air exhibit extremely low loss. There is a relatively new field of optics that takes advantage of this. It is referred to as plasmonics, in which light moves along the boundary between a metal and a nonmetal. In the usual approach to creating plasmonic structures, one would take a uniform metal film and shape it to get the desired response. While this works well, it would be preferable if one could also change the conductivity of the metal across the surface. This is not easy to do even with advanced fabrication facilities. However, it is easy to do with a low-cost inkjet printer. By putting highly conductive silver ink in one cartridge and poorly conducting carbon ink in another cartridge, we can print a plasmonic structure where we can vary the conductivity spatially in any pattern we want, much the way that you can change colors easily in a printed image. We expect that this new plasmonics capability will enable a new range of computers and communications devices based on terahertz technology.
That was A.J. Nahata of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.